Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Peace to the planet. I go by the name of Lenard McKelvey, a.k.a. Charlemagne the God, and this summer I'll be back on Comedy Central serving up another season of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the God's honest truth. But in the meantime, there are things going on in this world, and you need me to call bullshit so you don't step in it. Well, can't nobody say that the Oscars didn't slap this year. Okay, last Sunday at the 94th Annual Source Awards, the Academy Awards, Will Smith walked on stage like he was a badass lion way down in the jungle deep about to step on a signified monkey's feet as he proceeded to smack the sonic rings out of Chris Rock for making a G.I. Jane joke referring to Jada Pinkett Smith's hair. Now, I want to send healing energy to all the parties involved, Will, Jada, and Chris's cheek. Okay, this smack fest has caused more division than a vegan at a Black Thanksgiving, so let's try to put this in perspective, shall we? Every man's job is to protect and provide. So if he's going to lose his cool, it's going to be over his family. Only Will knows how distraught Jada is over the fact that she suffers from alopecia, which is an autoimmune disease that many women have, causing them to lose their hair. However, it must be said that Chris Rock told me personally that he had no idea about her condition. Not to mention that y'all have been clowning Will and his family for years about entanglements, even though most of you would not have the testicular fortitude nor the vaginal velour to say any of these things to his face. Will wrote in his memoir that he's always felt like a coward for not being able to protect his mom from domestic violence and has been fighting those demons ever since. So after carrying all of that weight hidden behind that million-dollar smile, Will has been harboring an I wish a nigga would spirit. Okay, let's not get it fucked up. He walked in there with a I wish a nigga would spirit. And on his biggest night, a nigga did. Okay, I just hate that it had to be Chris Rock. Chris looked stunned. He looked confused. I thought they were about to cut to a commercial break while playing the Everybody Hates Chris theme song. Chris got the receiving end of a hand that's been carrying emotional baggage for 50-plus years. Will ended up bleeding on somebody that didn't even cut him. There were a bunch of ways that Will could have checked Chris at that moment, yell at him from the audience like he eventually did, check him off camera. Hell, he could have run on stage, grabbed a mic, and said, if any of you motherfuckers make another Jada joke tonight, I'm going to put my foot so far up your ass, the water from my knee will quench your thirst. Then drop the mic, look at Chris dead in his eyes, just to let him know that he meant business. But he didn't. Okay, Will woke up and literally chose violence. And let it be known that Will knew who to pounce on. Or maybe he didn't. He ran up on Chris Rock, not The Rock. Would Will have done that to a white comedian? I don't know. But I do know that if he had done that to a white comic, the Oscars would have thrown his ass out like he was Jazzy Jeff on the original Fresh Prince of Bel-Air series. All right, Laverne Cox made an entanglement joke right to his face recently, and so did Regina Hall during the Oscars, but he didn't spaz on them. And yes, maybe he and Jada aren't tripping off entanglement jokes, but jokes about her illness is the line you can't cross. Well, for comedians, sometimes you don't know where the line is until you've crossed it. Who knew that a G.I. Jane reference would be the hair that broke the camel's back, even though there was no hair there? Now, you can't control someone's reaction when you cross that line, but you also can't control the reaction to the reaction. If Chris wanted to, he would have been well within his rights to press charges and sue. And please believe me, if Will had slapped me on stage at the Oscars on international television in front of a billion people, my ass would still be on the ground as we speak. Okay, my lawyers would be the only people that could peel me off that floor. I'm suing everybody and everything, the network, the Smith family, and that red table. ABC would stand for the Angry Black Charlemagne Network. Okay, the Oscars would be simply called the Charlas. I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter, but if Willard slapped me, I'd be the new proud owner of Overbrook Entertainment. Okay, Bel-Air would be the story of a young kid from Monk's Corner, South Carolina, who goes to live with his rich aunt and uncle. Oh, I'd be screaming about Concussion, but I wouldn't be talking about Will Smith's movie. Now, Will has since apologized to Chris Rock, which was the right thing to do. All you could do when you make a mistake is apologize and change your behavior. And hey, I'm no comedian, but I'm friends with enough of them, and I've seen enough comedy to know that if you hear a joke that you don't like, the best thing to do is simply not laugh. Okay, nothing hurts a comedian soul worse than not getting a laugh on a joke. In fact, watching a comedian bomb is one of my favorite pastimes. Trust me, they will be slapping themselves the entire ride home. So salute to Chris for staying professional and keeping his composure. I'm sure if that were not the Oscars and just a regular comedy show, things might have went differently. All right, Chris has been doing comedy for 30 years. It's probably not the first time an audience member has wanted to smack him for something he said. And if I must call bullshit, it's on all the people saying that this was the blackest Oscars ever. Okay, black is not synonymous with ignorance. We're so used to seeing black people in media responding to trauma like a Love and Hip Hop reunion that we think violence is normal behavior. And it's not about looking bad in front of white people. I could give zero fucks about what white folks think about us. And besides, violence is like breathing to them. It's about us building a strong foundation for our next generation the same way our ancestors did for us. I pray that we stop deriding dysfunction. I pray for healing and safe spaces for men to express themselves and process their emotions. And I pray for peace in both the Smith and Rock houses. I mean, when you talk about somebody like Chris Rock, you talk about a man who has talked about the fact, you know, he was bullied, you know, as a youth and, you know, somewhat into his adulthood. He made a TV show about it. Everybody hates Chris. So imagine the trauma that he's experiencing right now, all because Will Smith projected his pain and his hurt on to him. Man, boy, we are such a broken people who really need some healing, man. For real. Call your therapist today. Call your sacred purpose coach today. Call your spiritual leader today. Please, man, we as a people have to stop bleeding on folks that did not cut us. That is the conversation that I feel like we should be having around all of this, okay? But I also do hope that from now on, the Oscars and any other award show would send Will Smith on stage to handle anybody who goes long on the acceptance speech. All right, God damn. I'll be wanting to slap. You know what? Never mind. Now, there's plenty more bullshit out there, and I'll be right here again next week to call it out so that you don't step in it. I'm Lenard McKelvey, and this is the God's Honest Truth. Peace.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.